Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. Love and Other Drugs and Last Samurai director Ed Zwick has announced plans for the making of a new romantic comedy feature. The story revolves around two couples, long-married filmmakers played by Richard Gere and Diane Keaton, who have cast two overly emotional actors, Blake Lively and Lin-Manuel Miranda, to portray their younger selves in the story of their love. Unfortunately, by the time shooting begins, their fabled marriage is unraveling. The filmmakers want to make a hit, the actors want to tell the true story, so whose version is the truth? How do they distinguish between real love and movie love when their lives and their work are so hopelessly intertwined? Gere and Keaton previously worked together in 1977 on Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Filming for the making of is due to kick off in the spring. HBO is set to develop a sci-fi series based on Michael Crichton's 1987 novel Sphere, the second screen adaptation following Barry Levinson's well-cast but poorly reviewed 1998 film, starring Dustin Hoffman, Sharon Stone, and Samuel L. Jackson. The story takes place under the sea, where a group of scientists are brought in to explore what appears to be an old crashed spacecraft embedded on the ocean floor. As they unravel its mysteries, they find the people closest to us may prove to be the most alien. Project X Entertainment has acquired the rights to the classic 1963 Jerry Lewis comedy, The Nutty Professor, with plans for a second reboot now in place. No studio, writer, or cast are yet attached to the project, but Scream 5 co-writer and producer James Vanderbilt is attached as a producer. The new film would follow on from both the original film and the Eddie Murphy-led reboot in 1996, which scored its own sequel in 2000. Like those films, it's expected this will follow a nerdy professor who, in order to improve his love life, drinks a potion that temporarily turns him into a handsome but obnoxious charmer. Actor Sam Neill will lead the cast of Invasion, a new Apple TV Plus series that hails from executive producers Simon Kinberg and David Weil. The story follows an alien invasion through multiple perspectives around the world and is set across several continents. Production resumed in Manchester last week following a COVID-19 hiatus. Neill will play the character of Sheriff John Bell Tyson, a weathered rural lawman on the verge of retirement, while actor Shamir Anderson is set to play an extraordinary soldier stationed in Afghanistan. Following their collaboration on 2018's Halloween revival, Blumhouse Productions and filmmaker John Carpenter are rejoining forces again, this time on the reboot of the iconic 1982 horror classic, The Thing. The original feature follows an Antarctic research team contending with a parasite alien life form that can imitate other people. The reboot is reportedly still in early stages, and no details have been hammered out just yet. Netflix has handed out an 8-episode order for Resident Evil, the live-action drama horror series based on the Capcom video game franchise of the same name. The story of the series will unfold across two timelines. The first follows 14-year-old sisters Jade and Billy Wesker, who are moved to a new city, a manufactured corporate town forced on them in adolescence. The more time they spend there, the more they realize the town is more than what it seems. The second timeline unfolds well over a decade in the future, with less than 15 million people left on Earth and over 6 billion monsters, people and animals infected with the T-virus. Bronwyn Hughes will direct and executive produce the first two episodes of the new series. The 18th IFI Documentary Festival will run from the 21st to the 27th of September, opening with an exclusive Q&A with Ron Howard and a premiere of his documentary Rebuilding Paradise. For the first time ever, the festival will take place at both the IFI's landmark building in Temple Bar and nationwide on the IFI's new video-on-demand platform, IFI at Home. Other films screening as part of the festival include Gillian Marsh's Charming the Funeral Director, featuring Sligo undertaker David McGowan and his pivotal role in his local community. Christopher Kelpel's A Call to Arts focuses on the life and artistic legacy of artist Helen Hooker and her husband. There's also a screening of Outcry and Whisper, which looks at women's struggles in the private and public spheres in both China and Hong Kong, while Pat Collins's Henry Glassie fieldwork will also screen. Tickets for Temple Bar screenings are now available on ifi.ie, while online screenings can now be pre-ordered from ifihome.ie. To new releases now, and first up we have Matthias and Maxime. The film centres on the title characters, who are lifelong friends and whose relationship is tested when they act in a short film, and the script calls for them to kiss each other, leaving them both questioning their sexual identities when the experience awakens their long dormant feelings for each other. Javier Dolan directs. We also have A White, White Day, where an off-duty police officer begins to suspect a local man for having an affair with his recently dead wife. Gradually, his obsession for finding out the truth accumulates and begins to endanger himself and his loved ones. She Dies Tomorrow is a story about Amy, who thinks she's dying tomorrow and that it's contagious. Caitlin Scheel and Jane Addams stars in that. And one of the big releases this week is one that's taking place in the cinemas, and it's Christopher Nolan's Tenet. Armed with only one word and fighting for the survival of the entire world, a protagonist journeys through a twilight world of international espionage on a mission that will unfold in something beyond real time. John David Washington, Elizabeth Debicki and Robert Pattinson star in Tenet, which is now screening in cinemas around Ireland.